I will not be pushed, filed, stamped, indexed, briefed, debriefed, or numbered.
Hey there, hi there, ho there, ATSers. This is the Lightseeker coming to you on the AboveTopSecret.com network. Welcome to the show. And hello again, friends. Welcome back to another edition of Lightseeker's Lightcast. This is episode 2. Today is Tuesday, July 17th, 2007. And I want to talk a little bit tonight about conspiracy theory. Are you up for it? I knew you were. Conspiracy theory, in light of what's been happening with the White House and the President's the President signing executive orders and constituting or exerting executive privilege right and left, it seems like I hear a new report about him claiming executive privilege every time I turn on the TV. Anyway, I wanted to talk to you tonight about the whole executive privilege thing as it applies to the upcoming elections in November. Now, it doesn't really matter, for the sake of our argument tonight, who ends up winning the election, whether it's a Democrat, whether it's a Republican, or whether the Democrat is Hillary Clinton or Obama or someone else. We're talking tonight about a conspiracy theory of mine that I have been ruminating over for at least the last couple of months, even before all this recent throwing about of executive privilege by President Bush. What I am imagining in my head, the very frightening scenario, but picture this with me if you can. It's just after the election in November. All the votes have been counted and tallied, and the winner has been announced, and all of the cheers have faded, and suddenly, sometime in that week after the election, some very, very calamitous national catastrophe occurs. Something on par with 9/11, maybe even a little bit worse, something that really resonates so strongly with the populace of the United States that even a little bit of panic might ensue. Now just imagine, if you will, turning on your TV set that night in the midst of all the CNN and ABC reports on the carnage and catastrophe and damage and so forth, and imagine a special break-in of a broadcast from the Oval Office where President Bush declares that the events of the last day or even the last week have been so huge and so large, so disrupting of the American way of life and the American psyche, that he feels obligated, more than obligated. He feels that it is imperative that he not leave office in January that he must stay on in order to see to it that everything is resolved, that all the I's are dotted and T's crossed, and that America gets back on its feet again, and he just does not feel that he can leave office until that's accomplished. And so he signs an executive order and declares executive privilege to stay in office. Now, suppose that before he's made this broadcast, he has notified the Joint Chiefs of his intention, and as Commander-in-Chief, he has instructed them to roll out with full force both the Army, the National Guard, to ensure that after his announcement, that some sense of order can be maintained. Now, he would have to invoke martial law to do that, but of course, he's got his pen and he's got his executive privilege, and he has become very, very adept at putting down his wishes on paper and flaunting it, and basically spitting on the Constitution of the United States. There are even reports that in the past, during the time when the Patriot Act was about to renew, that several Republican congressmen, senators, were called into the Oval Office for a closed-door meeting, and that they had explained to the president that they felt that there were parts, just parts, of the Patriot Act that might be construed as a violation of civil liberties, and if it were to get to the Supreme Court, might be deemed unconstitutional. The report says that the president became very incensed and said, to basically a paraphrase, that they should not throw the Constitution in his face, that the Constitution was just a goddamn piece of paper. He further stated that I am the president, I am the commander-in-chief, I make the rules, you follow them, do it my way, is what he was reported to say. Now, that is my conspiracy theory. That is what I have been pondering over and chewing on and thinking about for the last several weeks. Now, I don't know, you may think that there's not a snowball's chance in hell that this could ever come about, but when you add in all of the things that have been happening over the last few months, not the least of which are the commutation of Scooter Libby's prison sentence and an implied half promise that might end up being a full pardon at some point in the future. Add into the mix the president telling former staffers Harriet Myers and Sarah Taylor that they did not need to testify. In fact, in some reports, the wording is that he ordered them not to testify. If that is the case, then we're talking about a man who has no compunctions whatsoever about flaunting his power and basically using the Constitution as toilet paper That's basically the way that he thinks of the Constitution. I have felt for some time that our president is a man who views himself as bigger than the office that he holds. In other words, that he is somehow God-gifted, God-appointed, a man of destiny that is supposed to do whatever he wants to do because he knows it's right, regardless of whether it agrees with constitutional precepts of law. I was watching a very, very interesting conversation interview this morning on CNN. Keith Olbermann was talking to Professor Jonathan Turley, who, as you may know, is a nationally recognized legal scholar and professor at the George Washington University. And Professor Turley was very, very clear in his fears that this could end up being a very, very, very large constitutional crisis in our country. Now, whether or not this all plays out or not, I think the important point to make here is that the president has let us believe that this is true. In other words, he has not gone out of his way to hold a press conference or hold a television interview with anyone in the media or otherwise to try to discredit the reports that somehow he is above the Constitution and that he holds the Constitution, if not in outright contempt, with at least some disdain. So I will leave my little conspiracy theory with you folks to dwell on for a while and think about. I welcome your comments and your thoughts as well. Just go ahead and post on my comments page and let me know what you think about the whole thing. And that's all I'm going to talk about as far as conspiracy theories tonight. I wanted to also let you know that I'm looking at starting another podcast here in the near future, which will be a music-based podcast. I'm not sure whether I'll hold it here on ATS or not, whether I will host it here, because it's not really my own music that I'll be hosting, as some of the other music sites here do. I'm going to be recording a podcast of music by unrecognized, unsigned artists. Podsafe music is what it's called. So I'll be doing that. I may, in fact, do that here. If so, in the next week or so, I will be posting some samples of what I'll be offering on the podcast, and let you folks decide whether it's something that would belong here or not. That's going to do it for me tonight, folks. Want to thank all of you very, very much for listening to me tonight, listening to me ramble and rant about my nightmares of what may happen in this country. But be that as it may, I will be back again next week with another edition of the Lightcast. And until that time, stay safe, be real, and God bless.